Begin the current daf, Masech the Seirvin, daf Lamed Dal, begin the Lamed Alf, begin the Tres, the Masel, that begins towards the Gemara, Bamai, why? Name, you should say, Kibin di Boilam Tui, since if he could have brought it, Matzi, Mamti, Lei, Bechulu, so he could have brought it, so, etc. So it should be considered as if he brought it, you don't have to actually bring it. Tres qualifies that, do you really have to bring your Erev to the place of the Shavis on Erev Shabbos or not? Because the Gemara had asked, Rabbi Yirmiyahu's principle, the reason for Rabbi's Halacha, when you put in the basket on a tree higher than 10, Tvachim, it's going to be valid Erev because Yachal Chayil v'Yachal in Taisus, you could go ahead and bend it and bring it to Rosh Hashanah, so it's like it's there. So the Gemara says, wait a second, why in the case when Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos, do you actually have to bring the Erev there on Yom Tov? Why don't you say, oh, since you could bring it, so it's like you brought it? Now, Perashat Kondras, he explains, Hadin Nakid La'isa v'Yimim Asnitin, the Yom Tov Shabbos. This that the Gemara specifically asked from this case of the Mishnah talk about that Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos and the second day is on Shabbos. Because you're right, it's really not specifically to that case. It's just that in nowhere does it talk about explicitly the halacha of Erev Tchumen, like it does over there, but really it's in general regarding any Erev Tchumen. Really, why do you have to bring it there? You should just say, since you could bring it. But says Tais Lirin there, to the read appears, the daf can be Yom Tov Parach. Now the question is specifically from Yom Tov. But from this, that you have to bring an Erev. To go ahead and bring your Erev every Erev Shabbos, that's not a question the Gemara would have. Because the Bein Hashmash is the time of twilight, Shushas Knees Erev, that's the time when Erev has to take acquisition. No, you cannot bring it there at that time. Even a Bein Hashmash is. So that, of course, wouldn't work. So therefore, the Gemara's question is specifically when Yom Tov is on the Erev Shabbos, since on Yom Tov allowed to go ahead and carry, even when it gets dark, that's the question. From Erev Yom Tov, when it's taking effect at Chum V'Yom Tov, that's the question, why would you have to go ahead and actually bring it there? Technically, since you could, that should be a valid Erev. But it's specifically from that case of Yom Tov and not from every Erev Shabbos. Because actually, every Erev Shabbos, you have to bring it with it. And that's Taisis, Ve'in Liashav Divir Rashi, don't go ahead and resolve the words of Rashi. The Vadai, Mo'i Lachas Erev Shekol HaShana, that almost definitely from the fact that you have to bring Erev on every Erev Shabbos when you want to acquire Shvisa. No, the Gemara could have asked the question, and it's asking, why do you have every Erev Shabbos? Why do you have to bring your Erev? Lama, why do you have to bring it to the place of where you're going ahead and acquiring your Shvisa? And like Rashi says, oh, we just picked that Mishnah just because it says explicitly, but really it's every Erev Shabbos the question. What do you mean? What's the question? Isn't Taisus correct that, what do you mean? You can't carry on Bein Hashmashes? No. The Gemara could be asking on every Erev Shabbos, maybe you don't have to bring it to the actual place where you want to make your shvisa, where you're making your Erev from. All you have to do is take it out of your house, put it in the public domain, in a nearby place, like the measurement of two-thirds of a mil, or a shleish rivi mil, or three-quarters of a mil, or a chatzi mil, or a half a mil, which that's the measurement of being the shmashis, there's different opinions regarding what's the measurement of how much of the time of Bein Hashmashes. And a person would not have to go ahead and take his Erev all the way to the place of the Shvisa. And the reason is because the boy, if he wants to, if he wants, he could go ahead and carry Inershus Rabim less than Dalar Amis at a time until he gets to Makam Shvisa. And therefore, even if he does not bring the Erev all the way to the place, you could say, oh, it's like as if he did. Because just like we said regarding the basket of Ma'al Mayud, since he could bend it, it's like it's as if it is. And also, he could be Mamti Le Pachas Pachas B'Dalad Amas once in Mishra Sarabim. So that itself should be sufficient. So that was what the Gemara's question was. Maybe you'll say that's what Rashi was saying for every Erev Shabbos. That cannot be what the Gemara is asking. And therefore, it's not a resolution for Rashi. The Rabban and the Rebbe, according to Rabban and the Rebbe, Loi Monti Lam Tui Pachas Pachas B'Dalad Amas, they don't hold to this option of carrying less than Dalad Amas at a time, because that's rabbinically forbidden. And they hold that it's a shvus b'bein hashmashes. Most definitely, you would have to take it to the makam shvisa. And as Tosfos points out, actually, Rebbe Nami Klemem, you could even say that this point would not be a resolution even to explain for Rashi, it's that for every Erev Shabbos. Because even according to Rebbe, you could say that to have the tzarech lelichad makam shvisa, that this you have to bring it to the place where you're making your Shabbos residence. Hainu kisha shvisase b'shusa yachar. That's specifically when the Rebbe say that the Issa Shvus is in the Mutter Bein Hashmashes, is specifically when you're making your Erev Mishus HaYachad. and the Yesh Rishus Rabbim Bein Beis L'Makom Shvisase. And there's Rishus Rabbim between this house and the Makom Shvisa. In that situation, that even according to Rebbe, we would say that it would be forbidden to make an Erev Bein Hashmashis because of carrying it from one domain to another domain, which are biblically problematic. And he's not in the same domain as that Rishus. But when you're carrying your Shvisa and Rishus Rabbim, then you would not have to take your Erev over there. And therefore, it would not be appropriate for the Gemara to ask the question, since there are situations that, according to everyone, you would actually have to bring it there when it's in a different domain. And therefore, that's why Taisi found difficult rational interpretation, that it's not just that that's the type of Mishnah that we found, but it didn't really need it. Rather, it's like Taisi explained, no, no, specifically this case of Yom Tiv, which Yom Tiv Yochel Elicha, but regarding every Erev Shabbos, you could even say that even according to Rebbe, that there would be cases that when you have like your Shvisa Mishas Yochel, then it would not be, you wouldn't have a Yochel Aviyoi. Never the Gemara's question specifically from Yom Tiv and not from every Erev Shabbos. But there will be more of it, it seems to the reader, Af, Kishvisa Sasa Birshas Rabbim, that actually even if the Shvisa Mishas Rabbim, and therefore technically according to Rebbe, you could do Ben Hashmashis Isad Rabbanon and Karen listen to Allah at a time. Even so, the Rebbe says, Tzarech Lelichi Gam LeRebbe Ad Makom Shvisasi. We could even say, according to Rebbe, in those situations, you would have to have the air by the Makom Shvisa. Why? Because the Maida Rebbe is just Lahachman, Bishvus, Papachas, Mabamayasim. It's not a blanket statement that every Shvus is Mutta Ben Hashmashis. We could say Rebbe would agree in that type of Isad Rabbanon of carrying less the Dalal Amis, that would not be permitted to be considered as a valid air. Kamay Shemaida, Be Kana. Just like he agrees by the Reed, the Gazer, Shemay Yiktim, were there, as we explained in the Aloha of the Mishnah. And that the Mishnah could even be like Rebbe, that we're concerned that you might break the reed because it's very soft. Because although it's only rabbinic of a bit, very easy to come to Issa Shabbos Deraisa. So, therefore, by this Issa Rabban also, that since very easily it could come to carrying, let's say, more than Dalai Amas at a time, therefore we could even say that that would even be obvious according to Rebbe. And therefore, again, the whole Gemara's question was specifically the way the Reed says regarding Yom Tov, not just every Erev Shabbos, like Rashi says. Now, says Taisis, Taisis comes to explain, wait a second, but then when the Gemara answers, so then why actually you have to bring your Erev to Makom Shvisa according to Rabbi Yirmiyah? So the Gemara says, in the case of when Yom Tov is after Shabbos, where, oh, then you don't have Hal V'Yachal Aviyah. And that Taisis bothered, he says, have a Matzlish Nui, the Gemara could have answered otherwise, could have said, Gezrin Atu Kal Shabbos Yamo. Based on what we're saying, every Erev Shabbos, you don't have Yachal Aviyah. Because it's by Ben Hashmashas, and you have to actually bring it to the Makom Shvisa. And as Taisa says, the Bekama Duchten Amar Gezer Yom Tov Atur Shabbos, we find many times we say that Yom Tov is Asur Atur Shabbos, so why are we saying if Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos instead of Yom Tov being Erev Shabbos, what do you mean should be a problem that for every Erev Shabbos should be the Gezer? But Taisa gives two answers. He says, Ela Dadifa Lemigzer Yom Tov Atur Yom Tov. He says, you're right, the Gemara could have said that, but it's better to make Gezer of this Yom Tov being forbidden because of a different Yom Tov, meaning Yom Tov Erev Shabbos is also because Yom Tov Achar Shabbos. Or Yinami, another answer is, Avag Avdu Amal Gezrin, although in general, yes, we do make such a Gezerah of Yom Tov Atur Shabbos, but even so, Be'eriv, the Mekalin and Tvei, by the laws of Erev, which are more lenient, we'll have a Gezrin Yom Tov Atur Shabbos, we would not have made a Gezerah of Yom Tov because of the case of Shabbos, and it's only that Yom Tov is forbidden on Erev Shabbos because of the case of Yom Tov that comes at Achar Shabbos. And next says the master begins with the Gemara Gzeira to Yom Tov Shachal Yisachar Shabbos. It's a Gzeira of when Yom Tov falls out to be after Shabbos. Which has explained, in what halacha do we make this Gzeira? Because the Gemara had a question, Mishnah later on, that says that Yom Tov Erev Shabbos, you have to actually bring it. Why don't you say Yochel Aviyah? So the Gemara answers, you're right, because of Yom Tov after Shabbos, which Shabbos you cannot carry at Erev Yom Tov. So that would be, you wouldn't have Yochel Aviyah. So therefore, every Yom Tov, you have to go ahead and actually bring it. He says, this that we said previously, regarding the Lacha B'Tri, we said that anything that's rabbinically forbidden, like us, everyone is beneath 10 tefachim, so it's going to be a good Erev, because we're not going to be about using a tree. And like Rinan, Taisa says, he's bothered by the question, we don't make Gzeira, why do we make Gzeira of Yom Tov falls out after Shabbos or before Shabbos? Then either way you look at it, it's going to be problematic to go ahead and use the tree. So then, why don't we make a gzera for every Shabbos? Because if Yom Tov there falls out to be before or after Shabbos, like we make the gzera over here, because of you have to bring the Erev. Tartar's answer is that just that we don't make this gezeira by putting the erev in the tree. The reason because the hasim he goof al havel mishum shvus. The whole problem about using the tree is only because of rabbinic prohibition. And therefore it's only rabbinically forbidden to go ahead and take it. And if we're not going to make a gzeira for a different case of when it's yomtim before or after Shabbos because of using the tree, which would be gzeira li gzeira. Over here, the yomtim shchalis after Shabbos, the yomtim is after Shabbos, you can't take it. Why? You can't carry on Shabbos every yomtim. Then gezeira shayom tov atahor, then we make gzeira of other yomtim because of this, because that would be a gzeira for isa deraisa, and here it would be a gzeira li gzeira because of if the yom tiv would be before or after Shabbos, which that would be a problem of either Erev Shabbos or Bein Hashmashos Hamatzah Shabbos, be that as it may, that we wouldn't say gzeira li gzeira. The next says Masdar begins with the Gemara, Iberisha Migdal, or on the top of the closet, Lamatzah Masara, then beneath Ten Tefachim, in the Revei, then it's not going to be valid. So this explains what's this halacha talking about, because the Gemara brought a braisa that said, the seifa of it was saying that if he intends to make his makom shvisa on the top of the dovkat or top of the closet, and he puts the erev actually beneath the tefachim, then it's not going to be valid there. Taisa brings that pirush b'konja b'loshon rishon. Rashi, in the first interpretation, he explains that this closet has many levels, one above the other, and he puts the erev on the level that's beneath the tefachim. So that area has a halachic status as a karmelis. So the reason why it's not going to be an Erev is because the Leimatz Lemishkali Mekarmelis, because you cannot take it from that level, which is a Karmelis, Lakturi L'Resha Migdol Shoshoivisham, to bring it to the top of the closet, where that's his Makom Shvisa, Timam Tilei Derech Avir Shosaram L'Shosa Yachad, because he's bringing it through the ear space from a Karmelis, through the ear space of Shosarabim, to the Shosa Yachad. Now that's what it says, but it's difficult to make an Erev. Why isn't an Erev? It's not an Erev Deraisa. Because it's going like Rebbe, who holds that anything that's rabbinically forbidden is permitted by Nashmashas. And where do we see that there's no Issa Deraisa? I mean, the Parch Basahachi, from the fact we asked after this, wait a second, if there's a window and a robe Pachinami, that then it would be a valid Erev. Now, Bavakav Dibagud Biyadar, although even when it's attached the rope to his hand, Ikanami Sud Rabban is still rabbinic Isser, still the Gemara wants to say it's going to be a valid Erev because it's going like Rebbe. So therefore, how do we understand carrying from a Karmelis to the top of the closet that it's only technically forbidden, so therefore, according to Rabbi, it should be permitted ben Hashmashas. So therefore, the Kach Nira says Taisis, a different interpretation, that actually, Deloy have a Karmelis. Actually, this lower level of the cause is not a Karmelis, El Rosh HaSarabim. For going to Betefach Tshi, because the Torah is on the ninth Tefach, but Rabbi Makasimov, and many people use it to shoulder their burdens, Oy B'chai Rosh HaSarabim, or it's in the holes of the Rosh HaSarabim, that Rosh HaSarabim, which has the Lachis status, like Rosh HaSarabim. Oh, same with Mishas Ram, that's what's not going to be valid Erev. But then says Taisa B'tzachim, but then you have to understand, you have to look into this, the Chinami HaBishas Rabim, because even though we're saying that on the ninth Tevach it's Rishas Rabim, Imekai Gavna Hava Moshe, is such a situation where you're taking the Erev from there to the top of the closet, is that considered as passing something, which that's doing Haitzah from Rishas Rabim to Rishas HaYachid? And Hoyel Vein the Moshe Derech Chakar Rishas Rabim, because the reason why it might not be is because you're not really taking it from the ground of Rishas Rabim, rather you're lifting up the air from the ninth Tefach through the airspace that's on the top, and maybe you're not Chai for such, or the Eloi Hava Moshe, or maybe it's not going to be considered as Moshe. That maybe it's not considered as liable. So if that's the case, so then you technically could bring the air. That's a tzitzachlim. You have to say, you have to say it's not possible to pass from the top of the closet to the place where the Erev is in the ninth Tefach, but little and to take it, only through the window in the closet that's opposite where the Erev is. Then you have to bring it into the closet, and from there you could bring it into the place of where his Shabbos residence is. Then you're doing an act of Hishata, of passing from where the Erev is, through the ear space, because you're going outside now, through the window, to the ear space of Rosh HaSarabim, to the window into the closet, which that's a type of malacha that you'd be chayiv, similar to Haitzah and Haishata from one wagon to the other one, which they had in the Mishkan, and since you can't take the Erev through the place of the closet, so therefore that's why it wouldn't be an Erev. Because it's going again from Rosh HaSarabim to Rosh HaSarabim through the malacha of Haishata. Here also we should say, since he could go ahead and stretch it out. Tosfos explains that the shvisa that remains is in the tower, in the closet, before it was tilted. In other words, the Braisa said that if someone intends to make his shvisa on the top of the dovkar or the closet, and he puts the air beneath ten tefachim, not in the air. Nakamura says, wait a second, you could bend the closet into ten tefachim. You should say, as if you're next to the air with it, which is beneath ten tefachim. So why is it not an air? So Taisa explained, nearly it seems to the read, the Ksav HaShas, that the Gemara understood, that even when you bend the top of the closet within ten tefachim, have a shvisas to Beresha Migdal. Your makom shvisa is still on the top of the closet. In other words, in the place where you placed on the top of the closet after the closet is bent. As long as the other end of the closet, which on the bottom, doesn't get removed from its place. It's just that the top of the closet is being bent to come down into the place of where it was before it was bent, as Taisa explains. Then Bishamta Resha Migdom, because you're going to say that when you tilt the top of the closet into 10 tefachim, that you're saying that the shvisa still remains in the place which it really was, originally, which it was when it was upright, which is corollary, it's parallel to where the bottom half is, which it still is, we're just tilting it. If that's where you consider the makom shvisa, if that's the case, then my mishani halachas, what's the Gemara answering over here? That b'migdal arachas, we're talking about a long closet, that if you tilt it, we're saying that it's going out of Dalai Lamas, and his shvisa is now beyond the ear of the Erev, and that's the reason why we're not considering it as if, oh, Yochel and Tyson, that's not going to be an Erev. It says, what bothers us that now it's going out of Dalai Lamas? Since that's not a shvisa, his shvisa, you tell me, is where it really was. Rather, it says, Tyson, obviously, your welcome shvisa remains on the top of the closet, wherever it is. There from the top of the closet, you cannot tilt it. Why not? Because if you do move it, now you're moving his makom shvisa out of Dalai Lamas. Now he's more than Dalai Lamas away from his Erev. And he cannot bring the Erev to the top of the closet, which is where his makom shvisa is, because then you can be carrying the Erev Dalai Lamas in Mishas Rab. A fellow Rebbe, even quite the Rebbe, who he says, what I mean, you could do is about a less than Dalai Lamas Bebenish Masa. It could be Rashalai, like we had previously explained. The Maid de Beshvus, Bepachas, and Dalai Lamas to Asa. He agrees by that is Rabbanan of carrying less than Dalai Lamas at a time. That would be forbidden. And therefore, that's what's not going to be valid. Well, you know, I mean, another approach Taisa says is that actually, this that we say that if you're going to tilt it into 10th Fachim, that any area is not going to be an area, because the Pishar Kunjas, like Rashi explains, it comes out that his shvisa is now more than 4 amas away from the original Dalai Lamas, and the ein zeh mekayma. And if it is not the place where your new shvisa, so to speak, is not where your original shvisa was, and now it's as if you moved the whole closet from its original place, and now you place it out of the Dalai Lamas. Which now your shvisa is in the ground of the closet where it originally was, because that's the place where you acquired the shvisa. So it comes out now the top of the closet, which we acquired. Now that is 4 amas away from the true makom shvisa, and that's why it's not going to be an erev. Now Tosfos adds on, he says that the hoyel v'ishakele, that since if you would take the closet from this place, and his makom shvisa is going to be in the ground of where the place of the closet was, and we say that that's where his makom shvisa is. Now that's a problem, because kula havadi la umra, most definitely that much we're not going to say. We're considering as if he went and he uprooted the closet, and to say that as if we consider it like that, that's what the Gemara is saying. That no, we're not going to say as if that he tilt the closet, and to say that the shvisa is makom erev. So because of that, in these two different approaches, why it's a problem when you move it makom dalet, either that you're not in your makom shvisa, or now your makom shvisa is more than dalet amas away from where the area was. The next test of masna begins with Gemara Ika Kav Samasna, that if there's a window and a rope. Tosfos explains that why didn't the Gemara ask the same question by the halacha of when you put your erev in the tree? As the Gemara had brought a braisa that we explained that we're talking about that's a long closet. If you're going to tilt it, So you mean other dollar amas. So then the Gemara says, wait a second. But if there's a window and a rope from the closet, so then even if you're in Rishus HaYachid, and that's in Rishus HaRabim, but you could just tie the rope, and then it's only going to be Issa Drabon, and Issa Drabon, according to Rabbi, is valid to why isn't it in the air? So then Tay says, why don't we ask the same question regarding the case of the tree? When the tree is above 10 Tvachim, and you're on the bottom, oh, it's not an Eif, because that's Rishus HaYachid, you're Rishus HaRabim. So why don't you say, oh, wait a second, if there was a rope attached, and then it'd be Issa Drabon, because it would be other. So as Tais says, Mishum de in derech masna liyis gavilin, simply is because it's not the norm to have a to have a rope attached to the tree, and therefore we didn't ask it. And the aim loyim b'dinaisi, and don't say, what do you mean that we should bring the rope to tie to the air also on the tree, even though it's not normal for people to do it. And since technically you could do it, so you should say the svara of hayil that you could, and that's a Tais. No, the kula havadi lamrin hayil. That much we don't say hayil. It's not the norm. We don't say, oh, that since you could, because that's not the norm. Or Yinami Yishlema Ortei says another part what you could say is, the Hashta Dafka Parach, that actually now, they specifically asked in the Gemara this question over here regarding the Migdal, because Mekivin the Amis, since we just said a Svar, Harav Yachalim Taisai, since you could tilt it, we consider as if it is already tilted, and if you're near your Erev. So on that logic, the Gemara continues that type of a logic. It says, oh, wait a second. Since you're saying, oh, since this svara is of hayil, take it out on one svara of hayil, which is kav samasna, but by a tree, which we never said that, we're not going to go ahead and just come up with this svara of hayil to ask such a question.